The Buddha says, Kullupamang o bhikkave dhammang desissami mittaranathaya no gahanathaya. Monks, I show you how similar is the Dhamma to a raft. It is for the purpose of crossing over. It is not for the purpose of grasping. This statement of the Buddha pinned down exactly the exact purpose of why we practice the Dhamma. We practice the Dhamma diligently to destroy attachment and attain perfect freedom, enlightenment. If it is the case, when it comes to Dhamma practice, we need to have right attitude. We must approach the Dhamma with right attitude. If you do not have right attitude, then you may not be able to practice it in a such a way that leads to enlightenment. In the Noble Eightfold Path, right understanding and right intention have been placed at very beginning in order to correct our view and direction to train us to be enlightened. Without right understanding and right intention, the grasping of the Dhamma in accurate way is impossible. Wrong grasping of Dhamma is very dangerous and it brings a lot of harm. In Alagaddupama Sutta, the Buddha says, wrong grasping of Dhamma is like you are grasping a poisonous snake by its coil or tail. This poisonous snake will turn back and bite you, and you will suffer deadly sufferings, or you might die. Exactly in the same manner, if you do not grasp the Dhamma in a right way, it can lead to your own harm. So it's very important to understand why we learn the Dhamma and why we practice it. Some people learn the Dhamma for the purpose of criticizing the others or for the purpose of winning in debates. For these people, learning Dhamma is a matter of showing the knowledge. And they will engage in debate arguments just to prove that they are correct and the others are wrong. And if you were to learn the Dhamma in this way, the danger of it is you will develop your egoism, your pride. Scholastic proliferation of the Dhamma, if you do not do it with right attitude, understanding, and intention, it can lead to egoism, and you will be stuck in the mud of suffering, you will not be free from the attachment. So the knowledge should not be a cause for attachment here again. If you were to learn the Dhamma and teach it for the sake of name and fame, for the popularity, then indirectly you are developing your own defilements. That is how it does not lead to enlightenment, but to remain in the cycle of existence and suffer more. Some people learn the Dhamma as a way of investing for a future career or to make money. These people will learn the Dhamma theoretically, and after learning it, they may come out with various kind of classes and courses and retreats, and they will sell them. They will package them differently and they will sell them. Their purpose of learning the Dhamma is to make money. They are doing Dhamma business. For these people, they are also like grasping the snake by its tail or by its coil, and the snake might turn back and bite them. So these people no doubt might achieve some worldly fame, glory, wealth and all these, but they do not lead to enlightenment. They are stuck in the mud of suffering. Third group of people who learn the Dhamma and they are learning it for achieving political power. It is possible in traditional Buddhist countries where majority of the people are Buddhists, someone might study the Dhamma to use it as a tool to control the minds of the other people, to manipulate their thinking, to change their thinking to achieve a political agenda. All these people, they have grasped the Dhamma in a wrong way. They have grasped the poisonous snake by its tail or coil. The Buddha says, if you were to capture a poisonous snake, you must hold it by its head. Then even though it were to wrap up or your limbs or hands, or he may not be able to bite you. In the same manner, if you grasp the Dhamma perfectly with right understanding and attitude, and it will lead to enlightenment. So right grasping is very important. So now the question, why should we learn the Dhamma and practice it? As I said, Buddha says, it is for the purpose of crossing over, not for the purpose of grasping. In this simile, the Buddha says, suppose there is a man who was going on a journey and eventually he came across a river which is full of water. This side of the river is dangerous, full of miseries and troubles. But the other side of the river is safer and pleasant. But there is no bridge to cross. There is no abode. So this man would collect some twigs and leaves, branches, and he will make a raft. Then, with the help of that raft, he will safely cross beyond the current, cross beyond the water. And then the Buddha said, suppose monks, after crossing over to the other side of the river, if that man were to think, this raft was very helpful to me, and why not I carry it on my shoulder or on my head, because it was very helpful to me. And if that man were to do such a thing, is that the correct way to do? So the monk said, of course, it is not the right way. So the Buddha said, exactly so. So once you crossed over, what is the right thing to do? To just leave this raft either on the dry land or just leave it to flow. And then you can go wherever you want. The Buddha continued exactly in the same way. Dhamma has to be used as a raft to cross over beyond the samsaric suffering. And you have to let go even the Dhamma. Then much more you should let go those which are contrary to the Dhamma. Eventually, we even have to let go the attachment to Dhamma. So Dhamma is not for the attachment. Dhamma is practice for detachment. So eventually, if we were to even let go the Dhamma, and there's nothing to talk about evil, unwholesome things. So the purpose of Dhamma practice is for crossing over, not for grasping. Dhamma is to be used as a road map. When you want to go from one place to another place, we will study the map, how to go from point A to point B. Having studied the map, then the second thing we must do is to walk the path. We either walk or drive to our designated place. We follow the signboards along the way. So now, studying the Dhamma is like learning the Dhamma theory. Studying the map is like learning the Dhamma theoretically. Going from one point to another point is actual practice. Only through studying the map, you will not get into the place. So in the same manner, only through learning the Dhamma, you will not be enlightened. Dhamma is to be seen as a map that can give you the direction to find the treasure, a hidden treasure, enlightenment. It shows you the signs, and you must walk the path to find it by yourself. The Buddha says, Tumehi kichang atapang akataro tathagata. You must walk the path by yourself. The tathagata only shows you the path. That's all. Dhamma is to be seen as a torch light in a dark night. By using this torch light, you can see the things and you can find your way out of it. And you can safely travel. In the same manner, Dhamma teaches us what to be avoided, what to be cultivated, how we should proceed. The Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path, they are like torch light. So use it. Through intellectual proliferation or through mastering the Dhamma theoretically, we won't be enlightened. But that is very important to learn. It is important to learn it theoretically. But what is more important is to practice what you learn. The Buddha says, those people who know a lot of Dhamma but do not practice, they are like cowherds. Cowherds take care of the kind of others, but they do not get any benefit from the cows. In the same manner, just because you learn it, as long as you do not practice it, you won't be benefited. So again here, the diligent practice. So appamada. So I think this much is enough as a talk.